Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Is there a person who you are annoyed with on the defense about before you even encounter them, before you even find yourself in their presence? There is a new survey out here that I found on BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. 46% of people say, you know, I love these survey things. It cracks me up.
Yeah.
And I think it's true. 46% of people, almost half of people asked, said, yeah, there is somebody when I think about having to deal with them, I'm already annoyed. And I'll bet you for most people it's going to be one of two. Boss, relative. What do you think?
Yes.
I know this is true of me. There are certain people, and it's irrational, that when I even think of them, I get all worked up.
Yeah.
And something that if someone said it, it would be, well, all right. When they say it, you get all angry about it, or you get offended, or you get whatever it is.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
I can definitely think of some past coworkers that really just irked me, and I knew that if they were coming in or if I had to see them, that day it was going to, I just, for whatever reason, I didn't like them. There was no beef per se, but
the thing with you is that with me, there's a beef of some sort.
With you, there's like an internal beef that nobody knows about except for you. And so that's the thing that makes it hard, because you're like, I hate them, and they have no idea.
Well, I don't know that that's always the case, but fine. With me, there's some sort of a beef. There's some sort of a feeling that I have that I've been done wrong or disrespected. I'm big on respect.
Sure.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me, okay?
Oh, they will.
But with you, there are people, just the way that they speak, that could be enough.
That's true. I get very annoyed very easily by certain people. There's a certain type of person I just don't like. And I find it in men, women, kids. It doesn't matter who you are.
Person has a name similar to somebody who is like that you don't like. You don't like this new person.
100%. 100%.
So if there is an Erica that you didn't like 10 years ago, you meet a new Erica. Not crazy.
Well,
about it.
The new Erica would have to work her way up, because I'm already coming in with, you know, a sour note because I don't like your name. Yes, I am like that. I really.
So you get pretty annoyed with people for reasons that have nothing really to do with anything.
I don't want to. Like, it's not like I don't want to feel like that. I just can't help it. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, I'm a nice person. I don't want to feel like that. But there are just some people I'm like, I want to punch you in the face for no reason.
You know what really bothers me is there's people that I don't like. But the fact that they don't like me makes me upset. So I want someone that I don't like, who doesn't like me, to like me, so they can like me and I won't like them. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
What? I don't even know what you just said.
If there is somebody and I say, I do not care for this person, and I know that they in turn go, I also don't care for you.
Right.
That bothers me, because A, I already don't like them, and B, how dare they not like me?
So what
I'm allowed not to like you, but you better like me.
So what do you do in that situation? Do you attempt
drink?
To...
Mix it with some uppers.
Okay. You don't attempt to make them like you.
Put on a little Amazon Prime and call it a day. There's no solution to these problems. Have you learned nothing from spending time with me? There's no solution here.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince for Thursday, February the 3rd, 2022. Yesterday, I don't think we realized this till after the show, it was 2222.
Yes.
That's kind of neat.
That's really neat.
2222.
It almost made me wish that I wrote checks still, because I wanted to write it out, but I had nowhere to write it.
Do we have any? We don't write any checks anymore, I guess. We were for a while there. Mm-hmm. I think one of the rents we paid was
I don't even know if someone asked us for a check. I don't even know that we have any. I don't know what
we've lost the checkbook?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
How did that happen? I know we have a checkbook, or we had one.
I think we were out of them, and then I don't know. I mean, what do you care?
Because if we had any left, I wouldn't want someone writing themselves a blank check.
I don't know what you're worried about.
2222222. 2222222. This was interesting this morning on BuzzFeed. There are things that Americans do in movies or in television shows and such that confuse non-Americans, people overseas and I guess Canada and that kind of thing. And it was kind of interesting. You start reading through these and thinking about it. You go, yeah, I guess it is kind of a strange thing that if you weren't, you know, used to it, then it would be weird to you.
Sure.
For example, Americans, and you've said that I do this. Americans never say goodbye when ending a phone call.
I hate when you do that. I think that that's
it's rude, right?
It's rude. Like, I hate when You just hang up the phone.
I think it's an East Coast thing because you grew up out west.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it because I'm not from the East Coast, so I feel like I'm not allowed to say that. But I swear, I think having lived here and been in Rhode Island and New York and stuff, I think it is an East Coast thing where it's just
not a Jersey thing. People from Jersey are very nice.
They're like beyond nice, but like the no goodbye thing.
So I think it's like a New England thing.
Yes.
Where I grew up.
It's so weird to me. Vinny, you grew up in Michigan where I grew up, like, we say goodbye, right? Like, if someone's at, you're like, okay, bye, right?
Yeah, I mean, not always. I'll sometimes see
you just hang up?
Or I'll just say bye, but no, I don't ever just say, hang up.
Robbie will just hang up. You're like you're like mid-sentence.
I'm not,
like,
mid-sentence.
Click. What?
But you're like, hey, I'll see you at noon. Yep, noon sounds good. Okay.
Click.
And then click.
No, you won't even say okay. You'll just say, okay, noon, click.
You know what Vinny does that I like? He'll do this number. All right, Vinny, so we'll record that with this celebrity at this time. He goes, aight. That's his go-to. Yeah. He even texts it, I-G-H-T,
I-T.
And he makes it a capital I-H-T.
You know he's listening to you in here. I hate when you don't say goodbye. It's just rude. Like, how do you know I was done talking?
I think I referenced this earlier. Speaking of New England, we were talking about how depressed he is about Tom Brady eating ice cream out of a tub when you're sad. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's not any kind of thing, you know, any kind of fat-ass behavior is something that... Non-Americans don't do, yeah. Not taking off your shoes when entering a house. Oh, I know that's traditional, I think, in like Japan. You know, you go in there, you're supposed to take your shoes off. But I don't know about other countries. You don't picture British people taking their shoes off. They're very formal.
Yeah, they are formal. They are. You're right. Even we watch like The Crown, they don't take their shoes off.
Drinking alcohol out of red Solo cups, you know, the plastic cups.
America.
Having bread with every meal.
That's not a thing.
I think that's my people that came up with that.
I think that's an Italian thing.
We're all about the carbs. Right. Okay? Leaving your kids' room the same for years and years after they've moved out of their childhood home. That is kind of creepy. It's like a shrine to your kids.
Or it's that you have so much crap that you won't let your mom get rid of, so she just shoves it all up there, because I think that's more of your case.
Maybe all parties involved are just lazy.
Yeah.
Kids getting served food at school. Not a thing that happens in other countries.
Really?
You know, they have breakfast and lunch for kids. Doesn't happen overseas.
They don't?
No.
That's so weird. Okay.
How come in movie? This is funny. This is a person from Belfast saying, how come Americans in movies in a life and death situation always go, quick, call 911? They don't have 911 over there, I guess.
Right. Or it's funny because why are you saying quick call? Why don't you just call?
There's a guy, I don't know where he's from, but he writes, why would you put your phone number on a bathroom wall and say for a good time call? No woman who would write her phone number on a bathroom wall would I ever call. Well, I don't think it's the woman. It's one dude telling another dude, you know.
Is that what that is?
I guess.
Have you ever called one of those
numbers? No, of course not.
Vinny, have you ever called one of those numbers? Have you ever written one of those numbers?
Okay, a few times.
Halloween. That's it, just Halloween. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing?
Not really.
Yeah, really?
Thanksgiving, Halloween is something we all do here. I think they have, there's the Day of the Dead in Mexico and that kind of thing, but it's a little, you know, the pumpkins and the ghosts and all of that is kind
really?
Of
like,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Commercials for erectile dysfunction and other prescription drugs.
America.
Yeah. Hello, I'm a Latin lover. I have no need for your Cialis. Why does every American seem to have a bag of frozen peas ready if they hurt their foot or their knee or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't they eat the peas in America? Comparing everything to the size of a football field. I have no idea how big a football field is. Is it the same size as a football field?
I think it is, actually.
We get it. You play soccer. We get it. We understand.
They're different sizes.
Are they different sizes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's bigger? Is it American football field bigger than a soccer field?
I actually don't know that. All I know is the American football field's 100 yards long.
I'll tell you what. Well, now, right. I'm not a big football guy, but I would watch it more often on TV if they hired the announcers from the... You know, the European soccer leagues.
They get so excited.
Like, that would be pretty, that'd be pretty cool if they could bring that into it. Like golf, for example. Let's get them to do the PGA tournament. And here comes Tiger Woods for the shot. Goal! It's so exciting, isn't it? I love that.
I should correct myself. Football field's 100 yards long from end zone to end zone.
Oh, all right.
He's got to make sure he's got it right.
Well, I'll let you tweet back at this person from Ireland or whatever that had a question about it. So. All right, on the way, tipsy or toddler. We've lined up callers as we do every Thursday. Great story. Great stories they'll share. But did it happen to them when they were drunk or when they were just a child that didn't know any better?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we'll have Journey, Billy Idol tickets for you coming up about 7:20 in the coffee break, along with hashtag mom.
Confessions. next.
So we'll do that also at 9:20, 7:50, a he said.
She said.
And we'll have another chance at Elton John. This is the second to last day to qualify. It's all coming up this morning. Here we go. Headed toward another weekend on the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Thank you for sending these into us. And you can see where the boss is on tour anytime, by the way. You don't have to just wait for us.
Mm-hmm.
At 1071theboss.com, click events. The Liberty Hall Museum and Union is hosting a special My Little Man and Me Valentine's Day party. It's this Saturday from 1 to 3, so moms, bring your little man. Enjoy games, crafts, snacks, punch, and a photo booth area. Mom's going to want to take some pictures. The kids are going to be interested in the punch and the snacks. LibertyHall.keen.edu for all the details on that. That should be very cute.
It's very cute.
And Dad gets to hang out in the garage while Mom is off with the kids doing this. You know? Asbury Park Jiu-Jitsu hosting a female-only self-defense training class.
What?
Get some Johnny Lawrence up in here.
Yes. Cobra Kai style. Badass.
I like doing Mr. Miyagi also.
Oh, do you?
Hi, Danielson.
Wex on, wex off.
I don't do the wex on, wex off. I do the hi. That's the only part I do.
Okay. And the badass.
You know, for the longest time, I thought that the guy that played Mr. Miyagi, Pent Morita, was also the voice of Splinter the Rat from the Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, but I can see that.
But he is not.
Sure.
The voices, I mean, I know they're both martial arts teachers, so that's probably where my brain was.
Right. Well, as a kid,
they
sure
sound very
sense.
Similar.
It's
you
not,
can be
though.
Like Hillary Swank in the next Karate Kid. It's a female jiu-jitsu
that's
class.
That's awesome.
Happening Sunday, 10:15 in the morning. Come train to survive. Some of the state's leading law enforcement jiu-jitsu trained instructors. Come train to survive. Don't come and train to survive. It's not like they're going to beat you up.
Hopefully not. That's not the kind of class I want to go to.
It's eventbrite.com to sign up. I really sold that one.
Yeah, you did.
Seagirt Recreation and Coastal Habitat for Humanity is hosting the Patriot Polar Plunge. That's happening Beacon Boulevard Beach in Seagirt Saturday starting at 10:30 in the morning. All proceeds benefit LIFT, that's Local Initiative for Troops, and it's a fund for veterans at Coastal Habitat for Humanity, coastalhabitat.org for all the details on that one. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. You know I have feelings about CNN.
Yes, you have feelings about every station.
And by the way, I have feelings about every station, is this true?
I think so. I think you have an opinion about whether it's a cable station or it's a, you know, you think HBO Max lags too much or Netflix has nothing on it.
I'm talking about the content on CNN. I get irritated by them.
Okay.
And I will say this, listen, I'll just tell you, and you could don't like me. I'm politically moderate. I am not a hyper-conservative or a hyper-liberal.
Sure.
I think I'm kind of person that has issues that fall on both sides depending on what we're talking about.
That's fair.
So for that reason, I like to see the coverage on... I'm also a political junkie.
You are. You really
I
are.
I love history, and I love elections, and
right.
You know, and I know that you bring up election now, and everybody gets all worked up because it's become a political issue.
The election has been like it's a holiday in your family since we were just watching something about the... was it the 89 election or something?
That's what I'm saying.
You were saying, like, you remember when you were a kid, your parents, you know, staying up and watching everything, and...
Yeah, so if you want to talk about Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876, like,
you're
that,
on it.
That would interest me. So when I say election, I mean, I just love
history politics.
And I like the whole thing. So because I consider myself to be someone who will listen to everybody, I will watch the ultra left-wing people and I'll watch the ultra right-wing people. You know, and it irritates me that I have friends that do consider themselves to be on one side and will only watch Fox or will only watch Rachel Maddow.
Well, you watch what you watch. I mean, you can't.
Well, I think people should not be closed off to hearing.
I hear you.
Even if you think that the other point of view is completely insane.
I hear you.
And you see this every day with people that say something that offends one person, their career's over. I think it's crazy.
I get it, but I think it's the same thing. Like, I love Gilmore Girls, and I'll watch it 500 times. You don't necessarily like that or want to watch it. So
nah,
I
it's
like
not the
what
same
you.
Thing.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying people get comfortable. There are people, believe it or not, who like Wolf Blitzer. I know you can't get on board
with
him
Wolf
or
Blitzer,
his beard.
With Wolf Blitzer,
oh boy, here we go.
He has nothing to do.
Here we go.
He's not really political. It has nothing to do with what Wolf Blitzer does on TV.
Uh-huh.
It's just his delivery irritates
me. Yeah, you don't like his beard.
I don't like his beard. I think he looks and sounds bad on television. And having toiled in this industry myself, I'm not saying I should have the job. I'm not. I just can think of 15, 20 people that would be very talented newscasters that should have that job before this fool. I'm not saying he's not a smart man.
I know.
But I know. I see him on TV. He's got this voice. He talks like this. And he's got this goofy looking beard. So I was like, how is this guy? You go to every airport and there he is. It's kind of crazy.
Well, he's doing something right. I don't know what it is, but he's doing something
anyway,
right.
You remember that whole thing a few years ago where Conan got fired after 2 months, they brought Jay Leno back, yes, and everyone thought Conan got screwed?
Uh-huh.
The guy that used to be in charge of NBC is Wolf's boss at CNN.
Oh.
Until today, when he announced his resignation, because apparently he is going out with someone that is on the staff, and he didn't tell the board of directors, so they fired him over it.
Oh, really?
And listen, that you and I did a show together and then became a couple.
We did, and we didn't tell anybody for quite a while.
No, and really moved the show from one place to another.
Right, because
we were worried that people would think that it wasn't on the up and up.
So right.
So I feel I can actually, even though I hate his network. let me be clear here, because I know there's people going, good, I hate CNN too. That's not what I mean. CNN is allowed to have the... CNN will do things where they blow everything out of proportion.
Uh-huh.
So if there's going to be a snowstorm, they're like, there's a risk of dinosaurs coming back to life and stuff on the parkway.
Okay, that's a bit extreme.
No, there's not. But their headlines are always the most horrible scenario.
Sure.
Then you read the story and it's actually not that big of a deal.
Right,
they're famous for that.
It's called clickbait.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What that's called. They're famous for clickbait, which
so this
is
guy,
great
because
for that
he
drives
runs,
ratings.
This
absolutely.
Guy runs the network. He should, I think, do less... You know, over the top, sensational things on it.
Well, now he can't because he's fired.
I don't think he should have been fired.
Well, look at you. That's because you sympathize with
the
situation.
I think he should have been fired over the content on this thing.
But not because he was dating someone he worked with.
But that is just, that has nothing to do with his ability to do the job, in my opinion.
I agree with
you. But you're right. I suppose it's because, you know,
you sympathize.
I suppose. So I never in a million years thought I would have something in common with Jeff Zucker, but there you go.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Do you feel better now?
Not really.
No.
No, I really don't.
Well, maybe you should tweet at him and you should tell him that you feel
well,
bad.
Well, I'm still upset with him over the Conan thing because, you know how my whole thing with Leno.
Yes,
so that's
I do.
Another,
another story for a different day.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of television, I have here a list of the most popular shows from the year you were born.
Oh, okay.
And it goes back to the beginning of, I guess, very close to the beginning of TV anyway. 1948, okay. Ed Sullivan.
Okay, they had to be popular for a lot of the years, I'm guessing.
1949, The Lone Ranger.
Okay.
1951, I Love Lucy.
Oh, Love Lucy.
1954, Lassie.
Oh, okay.
1956, this show's still on, I believe, As the World Turns. Is it still on, the soap opera?
I don't think, I think there's only two on. Where's Vinny when you need him? He's like our soap opera correspondent, which is so sad. But I don't think that one is on anymore.
1959, The Twilight Zone. Dick Van Dyke, 1961.
Okay.
It goes Beverly Hillbillies, Addams Family, Get Smart, Star Trek, 1966. Mr. Rogers,
on, right?
1969.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Well, the original Star Trek they're talking about was Shatner
and
all that.
Right.
Columbo, 1971. They have Star Trek the Animated Series, 1973.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither did I. That's a little strange. 1975, Saturday Night Live. Now you're talking, you're born in 1980, Magnum P.I. Happy 42nd birthday, baby.
Okay.
That reminds me. I know it's not...
Wait, you didn't even get close to mine. I want to know.
We don't... You're 28.
I
so
know.
Whatever
well,
show
you,
was on in 1992 or
I know. Can you scroll over?
No, I already closed out of the story.
Oh. So. I was listening to all of that to hear mine.
I got all excited about Tom Selleck. I
know. You did your whole face
calm
lit
me
up.
Right down. De-escalated
There's
the whole situation.
There's some facial hair you do like.
I like to share this here because I like input. We've been contemplating tweaking hashtag mom
confessions.
And it is now time for hashtag mom confessions, which we pull off the socials every morning, 7:20, 9:20. And I do agree with the thought by some that it is not everybody is a mom or
right.
has something crazy about their mom.
But everybody has a mom.
It's true. But some we get some, I don't know where these came from, but there are people talking about just things they're confessing.
Okay.
So this
just
is anybody.
Random confessions?
Yeah. So this was a confession from just about anybody.
Okay.
And they sent some of these in, and I have to admit, some of them are pretty funny. Like someone says, I have to admit, I clicked like on Facebook after a friend of mine posted a pic and said, boy, that's a cute selfie. It turned out because I didn't read the caption, it was actually a picture of a missing girl she was friends with. And
oh,
she was asking for people's help
no.
if you see this missing person.
Whoops.
Can you imagine?
That's awkward.
I love bidding people up on eBay. I have no intention of buying stuff. I just like to see others pay more. Works 90% of the time.
I was going to say, that's a real gamble, though.
Listen to this. I test and review adult toys. My husband doesn't know anything about it.
What? How does he not? Where do you hide them?
Whenever I leave a hotel room, I immediately set the alarm clock to 3 a.m. so the next person gets woken up in the middle of the night unless they're paying attention.
That's so mean.
That's pretty great,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
Some of these aren't necessarily funny, but I
thought... Those are funny.
I thought those were pretty good.
I like that.
So if we, but see, the thing is, like, how many of those do we have? That's why with moms, there's always something going on.
Well, I guess if you just want to send a confession in, you can, but then they would probably mostly be anonymous.
I'll tell you what, if you're a mom staying at a hotel with the kids and the alarm goes off at 3, I mean, you travel a lot.
Oh, my God.
You would be livid.
Oh, my God. No.
So think about that.
No. Mm-mm.
All right, let's get a couple mom confessions because we do have those. We search them, and we found a couple right now.
Jesse Thompson said, if you like starting your day with a 1,000-question pop quiz, then parenting might be for you.
Yeah.
KJ Cooper said, the only way to show that you love your kid in my town is apparently having giant letter signs put in your yard wishing them happy birthday.
Wow.
That's a lot and expensive.
Because, of course, Rochelle speaks from experience.
Yes, very
that's exactly the sort of stupid stuff you used to do.
It wasn't stupid.
That now you know I would never allow.
No, you wouldn't. Leah Kelly said, being pregnant in your 30s in New York City is surreal. My friends all think that I'm a child bride, and my doctor thinks that I'm almost a geriatric pregnancy.
Well, isn't it medically a geriatric pregnancy is over 30, which is ridiculous, right?
Over 34 is a geriatric pregnancy, which is crazy. That is crazy to me.
There are a lot of people having babies in their 40s now.
Well,
right?
That's why.
Even 50s.
I think that's why Leah's saying, especially in New York City, my friends all think I'm super young, and my doctor's like, you're old.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one way not to put on a lot of baby weight. Man, you got to walk around everywhere. So
in New York,
I imagine it's a lot of hurdy ankles.
Yeah, probably. Especially if you lived up on the fifth floor.
I certainly wouldn't want to be in that circumstance.
No,
This is when you move to the burbs. 72920, hashtag mom.
Confession.
Send one in. I guess this is not embarrassing, but it kind of seems like it's embarrassing. We've been watching this show called The Gilded Age, which is a new HBO show.
It's a little embarrassing.
And it's kind of like Bridgerton, only with worse acting and none of the fun, sexy stuff.
Right. Right. No nudity and bad accents.
There might be some nudity. Might be coming because Cynthia Nixon, who's on Sex and the City,
yeah,
is in it.
She's always nude in
and
that
And she
show.
Got the full muff going on Sex and the City this year, right? I have not seen it because I am so woke, I decided to take a stand and boycott the show after the Chris Noth thing happened.
Well, he's not on there anymore.
I understand
so you didn't
that.
Need to take a stand.
But I decided nonetheless I would not watch the show anymore.
Well,
so
I've seen no muff, as you would say.
Isn't she naked in the show?
She is, but just...
Well, I was trying to say something a little bit. I don't want to say something scientific because that seems icky and I don't want to use...
She's topless.
Is she just topless? I thought it was... I read on Twitter that it,
well,
that it was...
Well, I wasn't watching that closely. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I read on
Maybe.
Twitter that people were shocked that she did full frontal.
Well, she did sort of. So there's a... There's
All right. Anyway, forget it.
Yes.
I don't care. The point is maybe she'll be naked later in the show. But nonetheless...
Great. Super exciting.
Nonetheless,
I doubt
it's not
it.
It's not as exciting as Bridgerton, which I know people thought it was steamy like a romance
yeah,
novel.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has none of that.
Mm-mm.
So I'm a little embarrassed that we're watching it in the first place, but we are.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not why you called. There was a scene in this week's episode, and we were looking for something to watch. We sit down to turn on the TV. I go, I wonder if there's a new episode of Gilded Age. And you went, you didn't even like the show. I said, I didn't like it, but yet I want to watch it. I don't know what that's about. That's
I
like going
know.
On, like, you know this place makes lousy pizza, mm-hmm. you go there anyway. I don't know what it's about.
It's just easy. It's comfortable. It's you know.
I don't know why I'm embarrassed about Gilded Age because we regularly watch all the Bachelor franchise. So.
Because you want to.
I should be more embarrassed about that more than
you
likely.
Should be, but we do watch The Bachelor at the end of the night so we can fall asleep, and it takes about 5 minutes, and we're both, like, out.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So this is at least a little more intelligent than that show, I suppose. But
they
had
it's
an
so
episode.
Bad, though.
Episode this past week, which involved the men on the show playing pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Rochelle goes, I got a question for you. You ever play pool? I said, no, I don't really know how to play pool, but I have been thrown out of a pool hall. And she went, wait, what? Why were you thrown out of a pool hall?
Yeah,
I
what
said,
did you do?
It is one of several places I've been thrown out of in my life.
Uh-huh.
Now, you might look at me and I understand that I'm a bit of a diva, but I'm certainly not someone who has like a nasty temper. I'm not someone who's going to throw a punch.
Not in
Have
public.
You ever seen me get physical with anybody? No, of course not.
No, I've never seen you get physical.
Even when I get agitated, I'm not someone who starts throwing things and breaking glass and those kind of
not
things.
Not other people's things, but I've seen you throw your stuff
I
before.
Threw my cell phone once.
And you broke it.
Well, I didn't mean
that
to.
That was a $600 temper tantrum.
Okay. But getting frustrated with a phone and through saying this or ripping out a mouse and a laptop is a little bit different.
But you have been you were kicked out of a bar once.
Well, I started to tell you the story. You went, I want you to tell me the story. Exposed to the public on the show tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So I said, fine, I'll tell the story. And it's really not that great a story. This just goes to show you how it... Let me take another step back. This is one of two instances I was thrown out of a place when I was a minor.
Oh, you were a minor?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would say I was probably 16 or 17.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell we get into a pool hall, but my buddies and
before like 9 o'clock, usually the pool halls let you come in. After
I guess
9 o'clock.
This might have been like a recreation center where they also had... I don't know, bowling or something
like
that.
Right, right.
I went to a bowling party when I was a real little kid, 8 or 9 years old, and I am so bad at bowling. This was the small balls, you know? They call it duck pin, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I threw the ball, and I somehow threw it up, and it hit the ceiling tile and knocked the ceiling tile down. They thought I was roughhousing or being rambunctious.
You were just bad?
They threw me out. And so this, this is honest to God, a true story.
Oh.
I go to the payphone with a quarter that my friend's mom gave me.
Yeah.
And I call, because this is before cell phones, so I call home, and of course there's no answer.
Yeah.
And then I get my quarter back, I wait a few minutes, and then I call again. My father answers with the, hello? And again, I'm like a little kid at this point. I say, well, they're asking me to leave the party. He said, well, we can't get there now. And so I had to sit out on the curb for like a half an hour before my parents got there.
Oh, that's awful.
Absolutely true story.
And it was just because you were really bad at bowling?
Because I was bad at bowling.
Did you throw a temper tantrum after that?
I did not. I threw it at the ceiling and they thought that I was being crazy and acting like a maniac and as a little child. And that was not the case.
That makes me sad.
So fast forward a few years, I'm in high school with probably the same group of guys, right?
Is this Frankie? Is Frankie there?
Frankie would not have been there.
Okay.
We were...
Why didn't you invite me? What kind of disrespect is that?
Frankie's probably already in jail at that point.
Frankie.
Frankie may have been at the bowling party.
Okay.
I can't remember. But back to pool. We're at the pool hall, and I'm about 17, and I know nothing about pool. I've never been taught how to play pool.
Sure.
I just look at it, and I figure, how hard can this be, right? So I got the pool stick, and I did the whole deal with the little
chalk.
Bit of chalk at the bottom, and I'm pretending like I know what the hell I'm doing. So I just remember, I go and I...
Is that how you were holding it? I wish I had a camera, because that is not how you hold a pool stick.
Okay.
It's like a joust.
Yeah. So that's how I held the pool stick, and I totally missed the ball and ripped the pool table.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Instantly thrown out.
Well,
and it was the same thing where I'm like, I'm sorry. And the guy's like, hey, what are you doing?
How hard?
Stop screwing around. I'm like, I'm not screwing around. I'm just that bad at...
How hard did you have to do that to rip?
I suppose I'm trying to replay the moment. It happened fast, but I think what happened is I missed the ball twice and I'm like, oh, and like I tried to.
You got frustrated.
I wasn't like throwing a temper tantrum, but I think I was trying to hit the ball.
That is something that happens with you is you are stronger than you think you are.
Yeah.
And you have this issue where you don't realize how strong you are. And you know, the time you try to unplug something and you rip the socket out of a wall. Like
that is a true story.
I know.
It was I was taking one of those air conditioners you put in the window out of the wall. Ripped the socket out of the wall
by
accident.
That's what I'm saying. So I think you are much stronger.
Broke
than
a
you
golf think. Club at the driving range by accident. Now, granted, I was having a bit of a temper tantrum that time. I deserved to be thrown out that time, but. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, you're here on a good day. It is Thirsty Thursday. We call it Tipsy or Toddler. Remember that character they used to do on Saturday Night Live, Drunk Uncle?
Oh, yes. Everybody has that in their family.
He would be an example of a drunk adult. So if something crazy happened to your uncle, and it was because he was drinking, he would be tipsy. He'd be a drunk adult.
Yeah.
So we have some callers lined up here, and they have a story to share. And they're gonna go out of their way to try and fool us and fool you listening at home, listening in the car. Did this crazy thing happen to them when they were a little child and just didn't know any better?
Right.
Get plunged into this circumstance, or were they just drunk bones, okay? That's how it works, tipsy or toddler.
Drunk bones?
Drunk bones.
Okay.
They're drunk right down to their bones.
I like it.
Let's start with line one.
Hey, yeah, so I totally got hammered at Easter after drinking everyone's unattended champagne.
Okay. Well, I guess
so you were drunk?
Well... But that this happened because he was a little kid, didn't know what would happen if he drank too much, or just because he's a boozer. He's a wino.
I guess champagne, maybe. Sure. Okay.
I feel like he's a little kid that didn't know what champagne was. Thought it was like apple cider or something. Okay.
So I was a little kid playing my, I don't know, 10 or 12, something like that. I got completely drunk. We were at a party, and I remember thinking, how fancy everyone looks, drinking some champagne glasses. And when all the adults went outside to smoke, I actually went around. I was sipping all of the champagne glasses.
Oh.
left around. Yeah, I must just say the jelly beans from my Easter
eggs
came back up.
Wow. Well, that's he painted quite the visual for us here. All the adults go outside to smoke. He's walking around guzzling champagne.
I'm not saying this from experience, but champagne drunk is rough.
Champagne drunk is rough.
It's rough.
I feel like liquor is actually the easiest.
Yeah.
You get drunk on it. You drink a bottle of wine by yourself on an empty stomach.
Oof.
Not a good time.
Oof.
Not a good time. Vinny, you ever drink champagne? You don't strike me as a champagne kind of guy.
You want a funny story real quick?
Yeah.
When I was working at a restaurant, still in high school, so kids, don't do this. I somehow got a bottle of wine from said place.
Right.
And was drinking it at home by myself.
You stole a bottle from work?
They were giving it away to everyone who was 21 or older.
Yeah.
They were giving it to adults.
Okay.
They just didn't know he was a minor is what he's saying. Yeah.
No, someone else gave it to me.
Oh, I see.
Who had gotten it. So anyways, I brought it home. I was drinking it and whatnot. Sure enough, my dad heard about me partying or something. And so he was looking at my room for stuff. And he found that bottle of wine.
You know what's sad about this, Vinny, is I feel like you've told us this story before.
I think I have.
It's a very memorable thing that happened to him while he was in high school, that his dad caught him drinking a bottle of
Merlot.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I would think not.
I wouldn't think he would be. But that's okay. I don't know if we would call that tipsy or toddler. I guess it's...
He's a tipsy toddler.
Well, he's not a toddler. He was in high school. He said he was working when he was in high school.
He looked like a toddler.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I was holding something, and I was by this pond, and I dropped it in the pond, and I just burst out crying, and I was just like, I want to die.
Oh.
I'm going to say she's a drunk adult.
I got to go drunk. You dropped your drink.
I don't know what you were doing by the pond,
in
but
the pond.
I think you were a drunk adult.
That was actually a toddler.
Oh,
dang it.
You got it.
I had like a little toy that my parents had gotten me from the gift shop, and they actually have a little video recording of me like happily skipping, dropping it in the pond, and then crying. Like, I
want to
die.
Oh, well, at least that's fair. Mine, I was like reliving an experience while you were saying your story, and I was like, no, I understand. You dropped your drink. It's so sad.
That would be sad too, though. Probably on par.
And there you go, tipsy or toddler. Thank you for staying in touch with us, Robbie and Rochelle, on all the socials, on SoundCloud. You can find us on YouTube and also wherever you get your podcast. All right, time for Fast Five, Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know. So here we go, from number five to number one. Number five, there's a guy on TikTok, calls himself the TikTok Gramp. TikTok Gramps.
Okay.
He talks about how you can, he does a lot of different videos, but there's one trending here about imitating a lion's roar.
Right. Let's get ready for Lion King with the roar challenge. Empty paper towel roll, a snort, and a hiss.
Man, that's pretty good, isn't
it? Oh my gosh.
TikTok Gramps.
Wow, impressive.
He gets some other one. He talks about barking like a dog, crying like a baby. All right, I got to hear one more of them. This is the one where he's crying like a baby.
This one is called the baby cry, and I challenge you to try it. The first thing you need to do is to hum. Then open your mouth. Go high. Now you can use that for a baby cry.
I mean, not bad.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a comedian, Albert Brooks, and I remember he was on with Carson in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he could do an impression. Well, he did a bunch of different impressions, but he does Curly from the Three Stooges.
Okay.
And he would open up a hot baked potato out of the tinfoil.
Uh-huh.
And he'd say, you start by doing a train noise, and you go, woo, woo. And you put the thing in your mouth because it's hot, and you go, woo, boo, 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 boo. And Johnny fell off the chair laughing, and I always think of that every time I have a damn baked potato. So... pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Because if you ever put a hot potato in your mouth, woo, boo, 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 you know what I mean? But that's pretty good, TikTok Grandpa.
I didn't even see the clip, and now that's what I'm going to think of every time I see a potato. So thanks for that.
Let me see if I can find that clip. Vinny, can you get on that? All right, Vinny's going to look for that while we're working on this. Number four, while he's doing that, I'll bring up Tom Brady. His missus, Gisele Bündchen, wrote a tribute to him She calls him, quote, the most dedicated, focused, and mentally tough person I have ever met.
Mm.
I got to tell you, I've been on the Tom train.
Okay.
I liked him as a Patriot.
Yes.
I stayed a Tom fan. Uh-huh. I abandoned my hometown team growing up in New England.
You did.
And went to the Buccaneers with him and Gronk. Mm-hmm. And then we get nothing when he retires. So mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm feeling a little...
You're a little PO'd?
I'm feeling a little upset with Tom.
I get that.
And so because of that, you know, this this loving note from wife Giselle is irritating me.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Unfollow her?
Yeah, yeah.
Unfollow.
All right, sorry. I guess I can do that.
Okay.
Number three. Man, this is unbelievable. Burt Reynolds' 1977 Firebird. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of the ones from Smokey and the Bandit. Apparently, he had one himself.
Okay.
Has just sold for $500,000.
Wow.
Is that incredible?
That's crazy that he got that much for it and it not being in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, wasn't even the one used in the movie. Looked like it.
Uh-huh.
Was owned by him.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I guess you could just tell your buddies, hey, you want to see Smokey's car?
Hey, you think Sally Field was in there?
I don't know. I mean, they did date in real life. Did you know?
I did know that. That's why I'm asking. Would you pay that much money to have a car that maybe Sally Field sat in?
It would. I just think the car is cool. It would have nothing to do with...
No, not at all.
There he is. $500,000. He's That's dead, crazy. By the way, so he doesn't see any of them.
Right, right.
Number two, we mentioned yesterday, was 2222.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new online poll asking people, how do they think 2022 is going so far? Because, of course, we all joke about, well, 2020 was terrible. Next year will be, and then 2021 also sucked.
Right, right.
So now, how's this? 11% of people say they think it's going great. 41% say it's going okay. So that's the majority saying it's fine.
Sure.
7% of people say it's terrible.
You're welcome, America.
It's terrible.
And these are the people who's going to think it's terrible no matter what.
We're, what, 34 days in? You can't, how do you gauge it 34 days in?
It could be raining Dunkin' Donuts munchkins. And there would be 7% of people saying
it's terrible.
It's a terrible year. Number one, there is a student from Boston College who decided to, she had her own dorm room, which is pretty impressive. Usually you get a room with somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons I quit college.
She didn't want a room
after
with somebody?
After the first month, no, I hated the kid I was rooming with.
That's fair.
Anyway, she's got her own room at Boston College. She decides she's going to go stay with her boyfriend during the blizzard this past weekend because mm-hmm. they get even more snow than we got.
Yeah,
right? They had like
yeah.
3 feet of snow there. She forgot to close her bedroom window. She'd only left it open. She describes it as slightly more than a crack. Got back to the room after all that happened, and it's covered with snow.
Oh my gosh.
You imagine that?
Snow day!
That is awful. I've had that happen to my car before, but never my house.
Where's
That's
my
crazy.
Underpants? They're here somewhere. I'm sorry, where's my panties?
Look at you.
You know, we talked about this on the air the other day about how I say underpants.
Underpants.
And you guys were teasing me about that. Don't you think we've had people in the hallway go, hey, how's those underpants there, big guy?
It's just a weird... I mean,
I sit here for 4 hours a day thinking of intelligent things to say, and that's what people remembered about the
at
show.
At least say underwear.
Hey, those underpants.
Can we, like, meet in the middle with underwear?
My panties are in a bunch.
I mean, they're not pants.
Thirsty Thursday celebrity birthday file. Amal Clooney, that's George's wife. She's 44 today. Isla Fisher, you might remember her from Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
And she's married to...
Borat.
Yeah, Borat. Sacha
I'll
Baron Cohen.
Find you.
Nathan Lane, Morgan Fairchild, Blythe Danner. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Mm.
She's 79 today. I meant to save a picture. This really has nothing to do with anything, but man, she's looking like she got some plastic surgery done. Gwyneth.
Oh, Gwyneth?
Yeah.
She's got goop on.
She apparently is doing a Super Bowl commercial. That's the clip that I saw.
Okay.
Where she pretends to eat one of her vagina candles
oh
or one of
gosh.
Her weird products.
I can't.
Today is National Carrot Cake Day. So put down the candle. Have some carrot cake,
yes,
will you?
Yes, please.
For the love of God.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We fell down one of those little internet rabbit holes watching videos of people putting their hand in a box.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon does something like this
right.
on his show. It's a little less gross.
Sometimes.
But they stick their hand in a box and it's got a little, little piece of cloth so they can't see what's inside the box. But
yeah.
then the people watching the video, you know what they're about to touch.
Uh-huh.
And usually it's nothing or it's something that feels like something
mm-hmm.
that is gross.
Right.
But sometimes they put, you know, worms in there, that kind of thing. So
Jello.
Yeah.
Pudding.
I mean, yeah, pudding would be pretty
you
violating.
You stuck your fingers in pudding and you didn't know it was pudding. Ugh.
So knowing it could be anything from a spider to a,
yeah.
you know, to chocolate pudding,
uh-huh.
would you stick your hand in a box for $100?
Yeah.
You would do it for $100.
Yeah.
It could be anything in the world.
Uh-huh.
It could be you could be pricking your finger on a nail. I mean, $100, you would do it.
I mean, yeah, that's like a couple syringes of Botox. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. You know, before I was going to say like $50,000, but for $100, you would do it. Unbelievable to me.
I mean, I guess it depends who's handing me the box. If it were you or Vinny or Jimmy Fallon, I feel like it would be safe. It was some guy off the street.
Is part of your safe place?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because
Jimmy Fallon, I understand.
No, because Vinny knows that if he gave me anything that was too ridiculous,
you'd snap his arms.
Exactly. That's fair. So, like, I would do it because he would just do something stupid like pudding.
And you know who
like,
you should trust least of all the people in your life?
Who?
Lola.
Oh, 100%. She would find like a venomous snake and be like, "Mom, put it in." Absolutely.
What are you afraid of?
That she would.
All right, we're not necessarily talking about the box, but that's where the idea came from. Is there something, whether you knew you were going to touch it or not, that you hate to touch?
Well, besides a venomous snake.
I think all of these things would be on the list.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine the thought of touching one of those little hairy spider legs.
You know what I hate?
What?
Have you ever cleaned with steel wool?
I know what you're talking about.
Like it's a cleaning product, but it has like this, like it makes my teeth grind to think about it.
You have an issue with holes.
Texture.
And, yeah.
But this like.
Like a beehive freaks you out for some reason.
I don't like all that. Yeah.
Which is strange to me because some people might consider that to be a pleasing pattern.
The beehive is not as bad as if the holes are like not symmetrical. So like at least a beehive, they're all the same size usually. But if you have something that's like a bunch of different dots everywhere, I don't like it. It totally freaks me out.
This guy, like we talked about, we first got together, you come over my apartment for the first time, you're like, that table's got to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's kind of artsy and
you
cool.
Also had
like,
a,
it's got to go.
You also had like a picture with these wine bottles and they were all like, they weren't.
In the trash.
Yeah, I didn't like it. But steel wool, for whatever reason, has like this feel and this texture. And then if you use it and it makes like that weird squeaking sound like,
well, that I can understand,
like
sure.
It's making my, but I don't even like to touch it, like the feel of it makes me, well, I don't like it.
How about the handle on a public toilet?
Yes, 100%.
And when I say public, even here in the building,
yeah,
I mean, there's only
my foot,
what, so 5 or 6 of us work here. I don't like it.
Well, right? No, because no,
something you hate to touch, whether you know you're about to touch it or not. It's 774-4444 to call us or text us or get us on Facebook. Answers coming up. That's your He Said,
She Said.
Trabi and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss, just underway this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Something you hate to touch. Now, we were saying this idea came because you're watching these videos they got out there. People who stick their hand in a box, like TikTok loves this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's something crazy in this box. Stick your hand in. Is there something, whether you knew you were going to touch it or not, you just, oh, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Barb said, I hate touching cotton balls and yarn.
Okay.
I get that. It's kind of the same as the steel wool. It has that weird texture to it.
I mean, I see what she's saying.
Tara said, I hate touching worms, fish, or avocado. Ew.
I mean, the avocado, I could see where that might come into, but when are you touching worms?
Maybe
what are you involuntarily having to touch a worm?
Maybe when she's fishing, she also doesn't like to touch. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that would present a problem if you're a fisherman.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Sean said, I would have to say cleaning out my wife's nasty hair out of the shower drain. Nothing more disgusting than slimy, nasty hair that's been left overnight.
It's your wife, though.
Yeah, but that's still gross.
I could see if it was another person, but when it comes to a immediate family member.
I don't know. It's still, if you get like the soap scrub, I don't know.
You know what I hate to touch? And this is even pre-COVID? Everything.
That's true.
I was that person that was using paper towel to open the door when I was out in public way before COVID.
Right, right.
I love to go on the record and say how far ahead of the curve I was.
When COVID started, you were spraying Lysol on your hands and then putting it in your hair and stuff.
You know why?
Ridiculous.
Because it suddenly became socially acceptable.
So you just loved it.
And you know what? Here's
large cans of Lysol everywhere.
If you're one of these people who's like, when is the pandemic going to end? I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's coming. And I'll tell you why. Because it is no longer socially acceptable to use. In the beginning of 2020,
spray your face with Lysol.
You're just spraying Lysol in your mouth like Bianca. It's it was fine, but now that's what they call that mouth spray, isn't it, Bianca?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bananka? I think it's Bananka.
Bananka.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's not
like Bianca.
Not Bianca. Pandemic's almost over because you can't just be drinking Lysol like I was in 2020. Line number one.
Ooh, when you're doing the dishes, the condiments that are left.
Yes. So gross.
Yeah, they're all...
They're slimy, and it's just...
That's how you end up with a fridge full of, like, expired condiments.
Because so true.
Torture.
to clean out the bottles and recycle them.
Yes.
I got to say, it makes me think, even if you have a mediocre server at a restaurant, just think about them picking up your dish with all that goop on it.
And someone else's.
And usually, you know, even if you haven't blown your nose or something, you're at least using the napkin on your hands, and the napkin goes on the plate, and they just scoop it right up. They're not wearing gloves most of the time, so give a 20% tip to your server because they're touching your dirty-ass plate. I mean, come on.
Why do you think there's a restaurant worker shortage right now?
Yeah.
More than 20.
Right.
Make it 25%.
Yeah, should be the new standard.
All right, we'll get some more answers coming up here. Something you hate to touch, it's your he said.
She said.
774-4444. Call us, text us, or on Facebook. We'll read some of those off, too.
It's he said, she said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
It is something you hate to touch. I'll tell you another one, and I believe we've talked about these things before, but I'll mention it again. Mm-hmm. I hate the remote control in a hotel room.
Oh, yes.
This goes back to things that bothered me well before COVID.
Well, that is one of those things. They say the remote control and the chair or couch that are in the hotel are never cleaned.
Let me ask you this. What percentage of people that stay in a hotel room are doing some sort of deviant behavior in the hotel room? Whether they're...
It depends who they're staying in the hotel with.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're staying with them. What
it depends on who's in the hotel room
with
them. What
percentage of people are jumping around in the bed naked, whether they're with another person
or not?
My
guess is at least 50%.
My guess is, I'm going to say 66%.
I don't know, because a lot of families go to hotels and stuff.
Okay, fine, but we're generally on par. It's more than 50%, right?
Okay.
Now think about how often they clean the upholstery on the couch in the room, the top, the lid of the ice bucket,
the remote shades. Control.
Suddenly, I don't sound so crazy, do I?
I never said you were crazy, but carrying around bottles of Lysol with you everywhere you go is a bit extreme.
And I loved how this became normalized with COVID. So as awful as COVID has been.
You're like a Westerner walking around.
Like Wyatt Earp, only with Lysol cans.
A peck and heat.
Yeah, and it is flammable.
It is flammable. Desi said, I hate touching flour. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I see what you're saying, though.
Jill said, wrinkly hands and feet, like, you know, when the kid gets out of the bath for too long. Yeah, that's fair. That's a gross feeling. And Andre said, dog slobber gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog slobber is the worst.
You don't like
it. It makes me not like, as much as I love animals, it makes me not want to have dogs in the house.
We started watching that Turner and Hooch on Disney Plus, and you had to turn it off because you didn't like it.
Don't be telling people I'm watching Turner and Hooch. I already admitted I'm watching the Gilded Age show. Come on. Let's grab line number three.
Wet hair from the shower drain.
Mm.
Oh, from the shower drain. So not on your head, but in the drain.
Yeah, like when you have to pick it up, or else you're going to have a plug. Yeah,
it like sticks to your fingers, and then you don't know what to do, and then like, do you wipe it on the wall?
I'll tell you what the worst is, and I think it's Seinfeld who does this in his stand-up routine, talks about when you're staying at someone's house, or worse, in a hotel, and then you turn around in the shower, and there is that lone hair on the shower wall stuck to the tile, and you're trying to splash the water to get it to go away, and then you got to move your feet. It's very stressful. Oh, man.
Yes.
Whose hair is that?
God, that's good. No one talks about that. Yeah.
Well, I'll leave it to Jerry Seinfeld, I guess. I can't take credit. All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Back to line one.
Oh, wet pasta.
Oh, okay.
Wet pasta?
Yeah. It's got a weird texture.
It's like slimy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can still text us. We'll get a couple more here. 774-4444 or answer on Facebook anytime. It's something you hate to touch. He said.
She said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com. Home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.